You're listening to The BizCast on the C-Suite Network.
Welcome to The BizCast. You work hard in your business and you want to know what it takes to get to the next level. The BizCast is where we interview best-selling business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Whether you're the leader of a Fortune 100 company or your company is just taking off, what you're about to hear will help you take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Welcome to the show. I'm so pleased to welcome Adam Toporek to the program. Adam is the owner of CTS Service Solutions, a consultancy specializing in what Adam calls hero-class customer service, and he's the founder of the Customers That Stick blog. Adam has been recognized by the Huffington Post as one of the top 100 most social customer service pros on Twitter, and you've seen him in places like the Huffington Post and Entrepreneur. He's with us today to talk about his book, Be Your Customer's Hero, Real World Tips and Techniques for the Service Front Lines. Adam Toporek, welcome to the show. What do you mean by be your customer's hero?
To be your customer's hero means one thing above all else. It means being there when the customer needs you and making your interaction with the customer as memorably positive as possible. And to be your customer's hero, to do that, you need to only do three things. First is meet and whenever possible exceed expectations. Two is provide a hassle-free, frictionless experience. Don't hassle your customers. And three is do number one and two consistently. And we all know how difficult consistency is. Now, if you can do those three things, meet and exceed expectations, provide a hassle-free, frictionless experience, and do those consistently, then you can wow them on top of that. But you don't have to do those big wow moments that everybody talks about and that go viral. You just need to do consistent expectation setting and don't bother your customers. And you can help enrich and cement the relationship unbelievably.
Well, Adam, we all talk about customer experience, and many of us certainly are focused on that, but it's harder to do, as you mentioned. Is that consistency one of the reasons why most customer experiences or customer service initiatives fail?
Absolutely, because when you look at what makes most customer experiences fail, you'd think it's systems or processes. And it's not. It's human beings. And, you know, who's more consistent, a computer or a human being? Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's what happens. And, you know, it's not always human interaction. Shipments are misdelivered. Products fail. Websites go down. But when you look at any customer experience that has a heavy human component, I'm willing to bet you that the most significant customer complaints come from the human interactions. And for most organizations, it's those frontline teams that make or break the customer's experience. And often these teams don't have the tools, and they're also human beings, and they have a hard time delivering that customer service.
Well, ironically, there seems to be sort of a disconnect often between frontline customer service folks or frontline folks of any kind and that C-suite. Where should leaders start if they want to close that gap and improve their customer experiences?
Well, you're so right, Kevin. There is a huge gap, and it's one of the things I find consistently when I'm working with frontline teams is that gap between the C-suite and what is happening on the floor, on the phone, and face-to-face with the customers. So I think from a C-suite perspective and a leadership perspective, one of the things you want to do is begin by understanding the customer journey. And that means getting in and mapping the customer journey and understanding what happens at each touch point. We've actually got a process we're rolling out that's called customer journey hacking, and it's about looking at these touch points and looking at your customer journey in a different way. And it doesn't have to be complicated, but you really have to understand where are the failure points and where are the success points. And when you do that, then you can start going into the second phase, which is really creating and enhancing, if you already have one, hopefully, a customer-centric service culture. And it's easy to say customer-centric and culture, and these are really great buzzwords that are really hard to do. But I think when you talk about customer-centric cultures, you can start with one thing. You can start with a simple, single question, and that is this. How does this affect our customers? Because when you ask that question, that is the goal. That is the way to center everything around the customer. Because bad customer-centric companies, or bad companies that aren't customer-centric at all, they simply don't ask the question. And you know, the decent middle-of-the-road companies that give sort of average service, they'll ask it once, but often they'll ask it in the strategy meeting or in the C-suite. But when it gets rolled out, when the middle management takes over, the front line takes over, all of these details, the question gets lost. You know, Department X is rolling out the new initiative, and it sounded like it was going to be a great thing for customers, but now they add a 15-minute form that the customer has to fill out, right? And that question often gets lost. So you want that question to occur. You want that culture to be centered on the customer at every level of the organization and in every phase of the customer journey.
I think that's so important. What is it like for my customer? And I think you're not only hitting on the importance of asking that question, but maybe even taking it a step further and saying really truthfully answering it. You mentioned some companies never even ask that question, or they might ask it once in sort of isolated, you know, strategic framework, but not really in the guts and feathers of how it really is for an organization. What is it like to buy my product? What's it like to log onto my website? What's it like to call my customer service people? What's it like to walk in the door and wait? Really, you know, not how I think it is or how people say it is or how we wish it was, but how it really is, right? Is that sort of what you're getting at?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons I love the idea of that single question, because a single question is a lens on everything. You know, in my book, Be Your Customer's Hero, the subtitle is Real World Tips and Techniques for the Frontline. Because I understand in the real world, when you ask that question, the answer may be not that great. Yeah, there may be, let's take easy examples, liability or safety issues where you have to create a process or something that actually does denigrate the customer experience. And a lot of companies will go, oh, well, we have to have this form or they have to do this. But if you ask that question, then you can go, okay, if we have to do this, how can we do it better? How can we impact the customer less? How can we do it in a positive way? How can we make the process as effortless as possible? How can we design human factors and experiences around it to help reframe it and make it seem less burdensome? And if you ask that question, how does this affect our customers? And you really look, as you pointed out, at what is going on in the real world and how it is going to actually impact the customers on the front lines, face to face, you can make incredible strides in designing and implementing a customer experience that is really going to resonate with customers and turn into retention and loyalty.
I'm speaking with Adam Toporek. His book is Be Your Customer's Hero, Real World Tips and Techniques for the Service Front Lines. You can get your copy at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. It's time for a quick break, but stick around. When we get back, we'll talk some more. Over 3.2 million new book titles are published every year. What are you doing to help your book rise to the top? Submit your book to become part of the C-Suite Book Club, the premier source of leading business books for C-suite leaders, executives, and celebrities. Visit csuitebookclub.com/author to submit your book today. That's csuitebookclub.com/author.
You're listening to The BizCast with Kevin Crane on C-Suite Radio.
Welcome back. I'm with Adam Toporek. His book is Be Your Customer's Hero, Real World Tips and Techniques for the Service Front Lines. And Adam, I want to ask you, you talk about the 7 service triggers. Can you tell us, you know, what are those triggers and why are they important?
So we all have these individual triggers. When you sort of look across large populations, at least in my experience, I've found 7 different triggers that so many of us have in common. So I'll give you 2 examples real quick. There's 7 service triggers, but the first 2 are being ignored and being abandoned. Have you ever walked into a store and had no one greet you? Ever waited forever at a restaurant and thought your server was never going to show up? But we have all had those experiences. And if it happens at a certain restaurant once, then what happens the next time you're there? Or if it happens twice, it's a trigger now. It's a hot button. Being abandoned, service trigger number 2. Have you ever been left on hold and or had somebody say, hey, I can't help you. I'm going to need to have my manager call you back. That's a trigger for almost everybody, right? And we've all done that because that's a service trigger. So here's the beautiful part about service triggers and how you can apply a commonality amongst us all without specific data, without specific research on your individual customer. And the service triggers are a great place to start, because even if some of these triggers, being hassled, being shuffled, aren't specific to the individual, there's still negative things that they don't want to have happen. So what we can do is we can take these service triggers and look at it, and you can take a touch point in your business and say, okay, here is where somebody walks into the store. What are the ways people have been ignored? here's what happens when somebody has to do a return. Are they being abandoned? Are they being hassled? And you can use this to look at each touch point in your organization. And it's an amazing lens to basically analyze touch points sort of holistically and with an eye towards the entire population of customers.
Well, Adam, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. You've given us some great advice here today, but what was the best piece of advice you ever received, and how has it shaped who you are?
Think back to early college. I was very young, and as a good friend of mine, and it's something I've been exposed to 1,000 variations of it since then, but he said to me, I was sort of down about something, he said, you can either choose to look at the positives or the negatives. And I think most highly successful people know this, but I was young at that time, and at the time it made an impact that how we view a situation is a choice. And I think it's a good lesson to remember personally, professionally, and as a leader, because a lot of our frontline team members are young. And some of those, you know, they might not be a bit negative, but they might not be wired that way. They just may have never been told that there's another way to think. And I think that that way is looking at people in a way is choosing to view the positives instead of the negatives.
That's Adam Toporek. Get his book, Be Your Customer's Hero, Real World Tips and Techniques for the Service Frontlines at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Adam, thanks a lot for being my guest today.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Had a great time.
That'll do it for this episode of the BizCast. Join me next time when we continue to talk to business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Don't forget to visit the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Great books by great business authors, only the best at the C-Suite Book Club. And if you like what we do here at the BizCast, don't be shy. Give us a shout out on social media or leave a review on iTunes. Meanwhile, until next time, I'm your host, Kevin Crane, for the C-Suite Network. Thanks for listening. Brought to you by the C-Suite Network, c-suitenetwork.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.